We're really pleased that for our Easter Sunday online, Mark Ritchie is going to be bringing us just a short gospel message reminding us about the good news of Easter. Mark is a friend of our church. He's been here a couple of times, and he's an evangelist who works all round the world, often using comedy to share the good news of Jesus. He's found every summer at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, where he has a venue, and he tells jokes, but then he shares the good news of Jesus as well. So we're really pleased that Mark's recorded this message for us, which I know you're going to enjoy, and is going to challenge us as well.
A little while ago, I got the opportunity to go trekking in the mountains for 3 days with a group of really great guys. I was to carry all my provisions, my food, my gear, my sleeping bag, my tent, everything on my rucksack. It was pretty heavy. The first couple of days went really well, but on the third day, I hit a bit of trouble. We'd been walking through the mountains the whole day and we were all pretty tired. The main group of guys were setting up camp and putting their tents up. I was about 20 minutes away with a couple of leaders setting some stuff up. And once I'd done that, I was really keen to get to the main camp and set my tent up. I kind of asked them, totally lost. I was beginning to get a little bit fearful. It was starting to get dark. I picked up the pace and I went faster. I found out later that I'd gone in the complete wrong direction. I started to shout. I began to shout and was fully expecting to hear one of their friendly voices come back at me, but nothing. I really set off at a good pace. I thought, I've just got to find someone quick. I'd probably been walking for about another half an hour really pretty fast. When I get to the road, I start to really almost like run. I'm really moving fast now. I could tell that I was headed deeper and deeper into the mountains. After a bit, a car pulled up alongside me. I was able to take this weight off my back and put it into the car. And in talking to the guy, he explained to me that I was going in the wrong direction. I decided to change direction. He was able to take me back to main camp. I've never been so delighted to see guys before. I was so happy. I was giddy. I was ecstatic to be safe and everything to be fine. I found the whole thing traumatic. But in reflection, I began to see it as a picture of what Jesus has done for us at the cross. Just like I was lost, so we are all lost. The Bible says in Isaiah 53 that we've all gone our own way, that we've all strayed away from God and we're lost. Not only that, but like, you know, as I was carrying that really heavy weight of a rucksack, oh man, I couldn't wait to get it off my shoulders. And you know, we have got this weight, this thing called sin, that's like a burden on us. And the Bible says that, you know, every one of us has sinned and gone our own way. And just like I told you in that story, I had to realize I was headed in the wrong direction. This is what the Bible means when it talks about repentance. That we're all lost and we've all got this thing called sin that's weighing us down. And we're all headed in the wrong direction. And repentance is when we stop and say sorry to God, and we need to change direction. And then the most beautiful picture of the cross. You know, that car was able to get me back to base camp. And you know, the cross of Christ is the vehicle that gets us back to the arms of God. That through the cross of Jesus, we are able to be transported back into God's arms. There is no safer and greater place to be than back in the arms of God. And I want to give you the opportunity that you can actually say to Jesus, Jesus, I'm sorry. And I want to be found back in the arms of God. This is the prayer. Why don't you pray it right now? Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus. I give you my sin. I come through the cross right now into the arms of you, Father God. I receive your forgiveness in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks again, Mark, so much for that message, for that encouragement, for that inspiration. And thank you too for tuning in today to share in this time of worship. It is the best day of the year, and we're so glad that you've chosen to spend part of it with us.
And let me just remind you, if perhaps you prayed that prayer with Mark at the end of his message, and if you'd like to know more about how you can become a follower of Jesus, do get in touch with us here at the church. Happy Easter to all of you, and enjoy your Easter celebrations.